This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Winter is still here, at least according to the calendar, but soils are warming, and farmers in the southern regions of South Dakota are beginning to plant spring wheat. SDSU Extension agronomist David Karkey explains spring wheat and oats will germinate in soils as cool as the mid-30s.
But that doesn't mean they'll grow and thrive in mid-30 temperatures. They like to have that mid-40 to actually grow well.
The objective for early planting of small grains is to beat the heat of summer.
Small grains don't do well in hot temperatures, and to beat that July heat and get everything ripen before that and get harvest ready in early part of to mid part of July, to go early is a good strategy.
Spring planting advances from south to north, and those farmers still waiting for warmer conditions have some time to evaluate seed genetics to find the varieties which meet their goals in climate. Karkey states the SDSU spring wheat variety trials can be a resource for their search.
Several locations for spring wheat, up to 10 locations spread across the state, and we summarize those results and publish individual location-wise results and also summarize region-wide results.
The trials evaluate varieties for yield and protein, but also for disease resistance, stem height, and lodging potential. The South Dakota Crop Improvement Association's annual seed directory provides a list of certified seed suppliers across the state with spring wheat for sale. Visit sdcrop.org for the Crop Improvement Seed Directory and go to the wheat page at extension.sdstate.edu for the spring wheat variety trial resources.